If you would like to grab a Bible and open up to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. We'll be reading portions of what is traditionally known as the Christmas story. But today, we come to the final invitation of Christmas. We've seen the invitation to hope, to peace, the invitation to joy, and now the invitation to love. And I want to build this whole message around three simple words. One sentence that you can carry with you into the week, into your home, into the tension of the holidays, into the joy, and into the lonely places. Into the places where love, well, feels impossible. So here's your sermon in one sentence. Three simple words. Love came close. Love came close. And that is what Christmas is. It's not just a greeting card slogan, not just a seasonal vibe, not just a religious pull out once a year. It is the heart of the gospel story. That love came close. And because love came close to us, Christmas is also an invitation. An invitation to let love come close through us. And not just in theory, not just in feelings, but in things like actual presence, forgiveness, hospitality and patience, courage and sacrifice, by simply showing up. Because love came close. And if we miss that, we can keep the tree, keep the holiday music, the lights. We can keep the food and the gifts and the nostalgia and still miss Christmas. Because Christmas is not mainly God sending us a message. Christmas showing up. Love came close to us. Now, let me take you to the scene we know so well that we almost cannot hear it anymore. It's become too familiar. In Luke chapter 2, starting in verse 1, Luke says, "In those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus." A decree goes out from a palace with marble floors, from people who do not have to worry about if they're going to eat tomorrow. And when Caesar speaks, the world moves. And that included Mary and Joseph. They are the ancestry of the house of David and must go to the city of David, to Bethlehem. And so Joseph travels and Mary has to travel a long, dusty, cold, uncertain road. A young woman carrying a child, with no room for them to stay, no space, no privacy, and certainly no comfort. And then Luke says it like it's the most normal thing in the world. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him snugly in cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was a room for them. Now, we've all seen the nativity scenes, Jesus lying in a manger, a feeding trough. The king of the universe enters the world, not in a palace with marble floors and silver spoons, but a place where animals eat. And I would argue that that's not accidental. That's a sermon being preached by God before Jesus ever preaches a sermon. that God is saying something with the location of the birth of Jesus and where he laid his head for the first time. It's God saying, if you want to know what I am like, this is where you look. Not in a palace, not on a throne. Look in a manger. If you want to see how love came close to us, make sure you look in the right place. And then as this continues in Luke chapter 2, the angels show up. Not the religious elites, not the powerful, not the people who had their lives put together, but the shepherds. Shepherds who smell like sheep, who are outside in the dark. Shepherds who are working the night shift while other people sleep. And the angel says, do not be afraid, for look, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today, in the city of David, a Savior was born who is the Messiah, the Lord. And then the angels say, we'll give you a sign so that you can find this new king. And it's not a crown, it's not a sword, not a political victory. The angels say, this will be the sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in cloth and lying in a manger. You hear the words of the angels? It's a sign. Where Jesus was born and where he first took a nap is a sign. Feeding trough. God's strategy is closeness and vulnerability. God's strategy is love. Love came close. Now here's what I want you to notice. God did not wait for humanity to get all their stuff together before he came near to us. God did not wait for Rome to stop being Rome. God did not wait for Israel to stop being divided. He did not wait for families to stop being complicated. God did not wait for hearts to be clean enough, pure enough. God came close to us in all of the mess, which tells us something. Some of us feeling like we have to clean ourselves up before we can be close to God. But Christmas says God is not scared of your mess. Not repulsed by your weakness. He is not shocked by your struggles. God still draws near. Came close. And then if we turn over to the Gospel of John, John doesn't tell us the traditional Christmas story like Matthew and Luke do, but he does give us some insight into what happened that day when Jesus was born. John says it in one sentence that is almost too holy to say out loud. He says, the Word became flesh and dwelled among us. Did you hear that? The Word became flesh. God did not shout from a distance. God did not send us an idea. God did not mail love as a commandment. God put skin on. God moved into the neighborhood. God pitched his tent in the middle of our world. He came near to us. Love came close. And then if you turn over to 1 John chapter 4, John looks back at the whole story. And he tells us what that means. He says, beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his one and only Son into the world so that we might live through him. Beloved, John says, if God loved us in this way, we also must love one another. Hear the logic of what John is saying? God loved us in this way, therefore we love in that way. And how did God love us? Well, he came close. So what is the invitation? Love came close, so let love come close through you. Now, we need to be careful, because when we say love, we mean 100 different things. Love is not just being nice. It's not just ignoring sin or enabling harm. Love is not pretending everything is fine. Biblical love is stronger than that. Biblical love is a holy commitment to the good of another person. Love is moving toward someone rather than away. Love is staying present when it would be easier to just disappear and wash your hands of the situation. Love is choosing to be a peacemaker in a world that profits off division. And if Christmas is the celebration of love coming close, then the invitation of Christmas is that the people of Jesus become the kind of people who bring love close to others. And it's not theoretical. It's actual love. Let me explain what that love looks like, using what I believe is found in the story of the birth of Jesus. First, love comes close through presence. Just being there. You see, some people don't need your advice. They just need you to be present. Some people don't need a lecture. They just need someone to sit with them. Some people don't need to be seen as a problem to solve or a project to fix. They just need you to stay. Because one of the deepest wounds in the human soul is that of abandonment. And Christmas is God saying, I will not abandon you. So the invitation to love is sometimes as simple as showing up. A phone call, a text that's not performative or churchy, but just saying, I'm here, I see you, I'm not going anywhere. I am with you. And some of us, if we're honest, we have learned to love from a distance, because distance feels safer. Distance allows us to stay in control. Distance allows us to get around awkwardness or avoid awkwardness. Distance lets us avoid vulnerability. But Christmas is God stepping into vulnerability. So I want to ask you a question that you can take home with you. Who in your life needs love to come close? Not in words, but in presence and showing up. Who in your world just simply needs you to show up? Second, love comes close through repair. You know, Christmas can bring a lot of things to the surface. It brings joy and gladness and merriment, but it also can bring out grief. It can bring to the surface old memories or old tensions, and it brings out that one conversation that never got finished. And it brings out the way you and your brother can be 35 years old and still feel 12 when you get in the same room together. Some of you are carrying fractures in relationships right now. And I know not every relationship can be fully repaired by one person. I know that. Some of you have tried and the other person will not meet you there. Some of you have been wounded deeply. And boundaries are the wise things to set up. But just listen to me for a moment. The invitation to love is still the invitation to come close in the ways that you can, with the courage that you have, with the humility you need. Love comes close through repair. Sometimes love coming close looks like an apology. Not in a speech, not an excuse, not a courtroom judgment, but just the simple words that unlock a door. I was wrong. I hurt you. I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? And that's not weakness. That's Christmas-shaped strength. Because the God of the universe did not stand at a distance demanding our apology first. If you apologize, then I'll come near you. No, God came close to make the apology possible. Love came close. And for some of you, love coming close is not you demanding something from somebody else this week. It's you taking the first step. You lowering the weapon. You laying down your pride. It is you choosing peace. Love comes close through just presence, comes close through repair. And third, it comes close through hospitality. Hear the angels, what they said? Good news of great joy for all the people. All people. And I believe they meant it. Not people who look like you, not people who vote like you, not people who agree with you, not people who make you comfortable, for all the people. And then the Savior is laid in a feeding trough because there is no room, there's no room for them to stay. And that phrase hits me because Christmas still asks the question, is there room? Is there room in my schedule, my table? Is there room in my budget or in my attention? Is there room in my heart? Is there room for a lonely person? Is there room for a stranger, an awkward person? For the person who cannot give me anything back? Is there room for the person I've labeled as other? The church of Jesus is called to be a people who make room for everyone. Because God made room for us. He practiced hospitality. The word hospitality in the Greek comes from the word philoxenia. It means love, kinship love of a stranger. Not the people in your family, not your friends. Philoxenia, kinship love of a stranger. And that hospitality is not just entertaining. Hospitality is love of the door. A love at a table with a chair that's open. Hospitality is love that says you can sit here. Now some of you hear this and you feel the weight of it. You feel the ache of it because love feels hard right now. You're tired. You've tried. You've been disappointed. You've been hurt. And I want to say this gently but clearly. The invitation to love is not an invitation to manufacture love out of emptiness. It is the invitation to receive love from God and then pass that on to someone else. That is why we need Christmas. Because love is real. Not because we always feel it, not because the world always acts like it, not because people always deserve it, but because love came close. So brothers and sisters, if you feel like your love is thin right now, God's not asking you to fake it. Bring it honestly to God and ask for what you need. Maybe the prayer sounds something like this. Lord, I don't have it in me. Lord, I'm empty. Lord, I'm resentful. Lord, I'm guarded. Lord, I'm afraid. And then remember the manger. Too often, humans are offended by the needs of others. But God is not offended by your need. He never will be. God will never move away from you. God will move toward your need. And this is where the invitation becomes very specific. And here's what I'm asking you to do. I want you to picture one person. Just one. Not everybody. Not the whole world. Not every problem. One person. Who needs love to come close through you this week? For some of you, maybe it's someone in your house. For others, it's someone you have avoided because it's awkward. For some of you, it is someone you disagree with. You've kept them at arm's length. Not because you have wisdom, but because you have contempt. For some of you, it's who's grieving. And for some of you, it is someone who is alone. And for some of you, it's you. You've not let love come close to you. You've lived a life of spiritual performance and self-criticism. Please hear me. Jesus is standing at the door of your heart, and with a quiet knock in the night, he's saying, "Let me in. Let me sit with you. Let me commune and eat with you. Let me heal you." So here's my invitation, and it's simple enough for a child and strong enough for a saint who has walked with Jesus for 70 years. This week, find some way to bring love close in a concrete way. One phone call. One apology. Maybe it's a meal or an act of generosity. Maybe it's a visit or a chair that's pulled out at the table. One boundary set with honesty and kindness. Maybe it's one step toward repair of a broken relationship. One step toward presence and hospitality. And when you do it, do not do it to be a hero. Don't do it to earn anything. Do it because that is what was done for you. Because Christmas is not first our love for God. Christmas is God's love for us. Again, 1 John says, we loved him because he what? He first loved us. Love came close. So as we celebrate the birth of Jesus, let us not reduce this to just a sweet story. It's a revolution. It's God's refusal to stay distant. It is God's declaration that the world will not be saved by power and fear and domination. It will be saved by love. A love that comes close. A love that enters suffering, that tells the truth, that forgives, a love that welcomes, a love that will not quit. And if you want to know what God is like, look at the manger. And then look at the cross. And then look at the empty tomb. And hear the invitation. Love came close. So let love come close through us. Let's make room for others. Let's repair what is broken. Let us be present. Let us be hospitable. This Christmas season, let there be courage and peace. And every time we see the lights or we hear the songs, every time we gather at the table, every time we hold bread and cup, every time we feel the weight of the season, let us remember, love came close. And because love came close, love is possible. Never forget it. Let's pray. Father, thank you that in Jesus, love came close. Love moved toward us. Father, where our hearts are tired, guarded, or ashamed, draw near again and heal us with your presence. Fill us with your Spirit so we can make room for others, so we can pursue repair of what is broken and show mercy with courage and truth. Let love come close through us this week for the sake of Christ and for the good of our neighbors. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen. Who would please stand? Beloved, love came close to you in Jesus and is still near you by the Spirit. May the Father give you courage to bring love close through presence, repair, and welcome. My beloved brothers and sisters, go in the peace of Christ and let love come close through you. Amen.